has been 5 years since a police raid at a suspected drug house in Ogden erupted into gunfire, leaving Officer Jared Francom dead. On the anniversary, we're hearing a new account of that night from one of the men who was there. KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodley has a story live. Brianna?
Sandy, it was 2012. A squad of officers approached the home of a man they believed was dealing drugs. Former officer Derek Draper says they cleared all but one room, and when they went for the last room, the suspect started shooting.
It's just chaos, right? And bullets and everything going everywhere. And so we get everybody drug out.
Six officers were hit, including Jared Francom, who jumped in front to protect injured officers. Draper says they pulled those officers out of the house while the suspect pursued, still shooting. Francom didn't make it.
I mean, you could just see, he just, everything drains from him, and he's just kind of just gone right then, you know?
Draper says they got their guy, only to lose him to a suicide in jail a year after. Now, Draper and the surviving officers are left to live with their memories. Draper says he was able to retire soon after the shooting, but many still have 7 to 9 years left on their docket, and every January, they remember the officer they lost in the line of duty. Live, Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.